But I started playing tennis about the age of 11 and then took a short break when I was about 18 and then came back into army tennis about the age of 25.
Which is really good. So you've been playing it for a long time. So how has this season been going?
Really well so far. So we started it off in La Manga in Spain with our army tennis camp, which I organised this year. And it's just fantastic. We had 40 players with the men's team, ladies' teams and the vets. So really, really good week. And now we're just starting some of the intercore matches as well. So brilliant so far.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's sun shining for today's match as well, because you've got the Summer League on at the moment, which is your first appearance in the Summer League this year for the intercourse. Is it a good idea having these Summer Leagues on a Wednesday?
Oh, brilliant. It just gets everybody together and it gets you back into matches as well. And like you said, to have weather like this, you can't really complain.
Definitely not. And of course, a good chance before you actually start playing the matches, you get a bit of coaching going on as well for some of the less experienced tennis players.
Yes, we do. So we've got Alan here, who's one of our coaches, and he is brilliant. So now behind us, there's people doing some drill sessions as we speak, warming up before matches.
And what about for yourself? How much training time do you get being released from the army?
So on a Wednesday afternoon, occasionally, depending, so I'm a physio, depending on how busy clinics are. And then within your own unit, really, we can play in the evenings, obviously weekends as well. So there's no excuse not to play.
Did you have more time when you were a reservist? Because you were a reservist before you joined up as a regular.
I was a reservist. I was having to juggle a little bit more with my NHS job and the reserve role as well. So technically, I should have more time to play now, and I've just joined a club, so I think a little bit more now.
Fantastic. Now, what would you say then, someone that might not even be playing tennis at the moment, might not have even picked up a racket within the army, what would you say to them to encourage them to take up the sport?
It's such a great sport to get involved in, and even if you've never played, everybody's so welcoming. When I first came into army tennis, I knew nobody, and they've just, you know, integrated me into their team so well. So please just contact anyone. I mean, my name is Preet Chandy. You can find me on DII and just ping us an email. We're always looking for people to come join in.